Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Pastor Shem, we're going to learn page Resh, Pei, Gimel, Amin, Aleph, Simonim, Tav, Chaf, Aleph, and Pastor Shem, beginning, Tav, Chaf, Beis, as well. So, Simon, Tav, Chaf, says the Shulchan Aruch, Al HaMeis, this is obviously all talking about Rosh Chodesh, because we're in Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, Al HaMeis, Nasha Ma'anos, for a dead person, meaning at a funeral, women are allowed to be Ma'anos, Shekulin Omros Kachod, which is, funerals used to be a much bigger show than they are now. They would hire women to scream out, and to wail, and to cry, so the women could be ma'anos, they could all cry out at one time, umitapchos, and they could also be metapchos, which involves like slapping their hands together against their thigh or something like that as a sign of mourning. Dainu lahakos kaf al kaf, that's slapping their hands together, clapping, but not in a cheerful kind of way, in a oive kind of way. Avalo mekoninos, but they're not allowed to be mekoninos, sheteyachos omeres v'acheros onos achoreha, which involved a responsive kind of wailing. So v'achar shenikbar ha'meis, and once the mace is buried, lo ma'anos v'lo metapchos, then you don't do any of these things on Rosh Chodesh, says the Mishnah Berurah. Avalo mekoninos shezo ikra hesped. The reason they're not mekoninos is because that's really the primary element of hesped. Va'asar b'Rosh Chodesh shuhu kamo yom tov. You're not allowed to do a hesped on Rosh Chodesh. Ryan yordei asim toval sifed calls a be'anus di'alma al tam l'chacham mekoninos kedarkam b'chol. But all this is only about a regular person, but if it's for a tam l'chacham who died, then you could do the regular mekoninos like you would do on a weekday, even though that is the hesped. Siv beis, omrim tzidik adin v'kaddish. On Rosh Chodesh, we do say tzidduk adin and kaddish. Says Rama, ve'no agin kein. No, we don't. Ve'ayin yoredei ha-tavah l'sivvav ba'agav v'chein kol yom she'en omrim b'em tachlun v'chein b'erev Shabbos ha-chatzos yesh omrim erev Shabbos ha-chatzos, that all days we don't say tachlun, including erev Shabbos after chatzos, we do not say tzidduk adin. Yesh omrim shem krov v'meis palay l'she'en omrim kaddish l'tzidduk adin, and some say even at night time, if they do the kavur at night, you don't say tzidduk adin or kaddish. Says the Mishnah Berurah, omrim tzidduk adin v'chulei she'en hesped al dovah kavol zin shemayim. The Mechaber holds that you say tzidduk adin even on Rosh Chodesh because it's not a hesped, so it's just being mekabel the din shemayim. Ve'eino agin kein, but the Rama says we don't do that. Shemagel hesped because it may not be hesped, but it certainly leads to hesped. V'kasu achronim shafilu chacham befanav ve'eino agin Rosh Chodesh lomar tzidduk adin shu tchina, that even if it's a chacham and it's befanav, it's befnei ameis, we don't do tzidduk adin because it's a tchina el dorshin alav im hu bar hachivam kaddish achar adrasha. We say a drasha if he's someone that should be said about, and then you say kaddish after the drasha is over. But that's the extent of it. We don't do more than that. V'chein be'erev Shabbos achar chatzos shegam kein yom tachlun. Erev Shabbos after chatzos is another time that tachlun is not recited. V'adin be'erev yom tov and erev yom tov as well. V'chein einom tzidduk adin, and that's why we don't say tzidduk adin at those times either. V'ayin ol prati dina b'zav yardesim tofal sevav b'achronim sham. Got to learn hilchos avelus at the very end of yardaya. So we have discussions of that. Kasavatas, the mutul lomer tzidduk adin al adam gadol shemes hafil biyom shein omer bem tachlun kemo lag ba'omer o tuba avu b'shvat uchadome day in a moed. Not all days that we don't say tachlun are the same. Some of them are really yom tovim and some of them aren't. So lag ba'omer, tuba av, tuba shvat, those aren't really yom tovim. So those you would say tzidduk adin on for a chacham. Avalo b'rosh chodesh chanuch u'purim day l'nizkir b'talmud. But anything that the Gemara knows about as a yantiv, like rosh chodesh chanuch and purim, that you're not going to say tzidduk adin on. Belayla, avul ben hashmashos yachal lomer tzidduk adin v'kaddish, even if we don't say it at night, but we would say it during ben hashmashos. Now, simon tav chaf aleph. Nogin v'ashen hashom rin parshas brashay chachechem shachar zachar parshas atamid u'besvarad, ein nogin lam lefi shatin nekrot sasab b'sefer Torah. During karbonos, do you add an extra couple of psukim about Rosh Chodesh during the recitation of karbonos? So in Ashkenaz, yes. In Svarad, no. Says the Mishnah Berurah, shom parshas brashay chachechem k'dei lefarsim shur Rosh Chodesh. It's a way of publicizing that it's Rosh Chodesh, and in Svara they don't do it because they're going to lane it anyway. So why do you have to say it during Karbanos? Tav Chav Beis will start at least Sif Aleph. Arvis Shachris of Mincha Mespal Yurchas Brachas Rom Yal V'Yavo Beretzei. For all three Tfilos on the Musaf on Rosh Chodesh, you add Yal V'Yavo into Shmon Asrei. V'im Lo Amaru Ba Arvis Ein Machzir Naso. If you miss it in Mariv, you don't repeat Shmon Asrei. Ubeis Makom Shnis Karein Chazer. It doesn't matter where you remember where you're holding when you remember it. You just finish Shmon Asrei as regular. Bein Rosh Chodesh Yom Echad, Bein Shem Shnei Yamim, whether Rosh Chodesh is one day or 2 days, Meshein Mekashan is Chodesh Belayla. The reason we don't do it at night is because we're not Mekadish L'Chodesh Belayla. I mean, the reason we don't repeat Shmon Asrei for it at night is because we're not Mekadish L'Chodesh Belayla. Avalim Lo Amar Rosh Shachros Mincha Machzirun Also. But if you skipped Yal of Yavo at Shachros Mincha, then you do repeat Shmon Asrei. Bein Niskar Kodim Shehizchil Modim Omer B'Makom Shenizkar. And if you remember, before you started saying Modim, so then you say it whenever you remember. Let's get to the Mishnah Berurah on that, and then we'll stop. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vomer Yalav Yavav Beretzei, Umuvor Lel Besim Reish Lam Vav Siv Beis, Demachros HaShlichzer Ben Kaddish HaTzvila, Shur Rosh Chodesh Lo Chash Vav Sikim Shul Tzarech Tzvila. That between the Kaddish and the Tzvila, the Shlich Zibur should announce, Yalav Yavav, right? He should let it be known, so that, and it's not considered a Hefzik, because it's the Tzarech, the Tzvila. You're not allowed to be mafsik between gula and tefillah, but something that you say Hashem svasai tiftach, that might not be part of the tefillah because that's considered the tzarech, the tefillah. Ube eza v'chulei ayin lal sim reish adal v'shem v'vord v'mishe hischa lomar v'sech hazen v'hischa baruch ato Hashem afil lo siyem ha-machzir nami en chazer. Not only if you started modim do you not go back, but even if you just said the words baruch ato Hashem on the ha-machzir shekhinas ha-letzion, you don't go back. Belayla v'lo yadayin kedush shosh Chodesh Alayom, that since they were not Mekadesh the Chodesh at night, so nighttime would not yet have been Rosh Chodesh. It would not have had Kedush HaChodesh. And that applies even on the second night of Rosh Chodesh, even though the whole previous day was already Rosh Chodesh. Shalayom Sheni Urak Misham Sveka, because the only reason we keep a second day of Rosh Chodesh is because of a Sveka Diyoma. Because if the first day was really Rosh Chodesh, then tonight's definitely not Rosh Chodesh. And the first day wasn't Rosh Chodesh, well, then ain't Mekadesh the Chodesh Belayla. Machzirin also, but for Shachris and Mincha we are machzirin also. Kosva Knesset Gadol, the Davka Kishnisker Kodem Shezbalel Musaf. That this is a big chiddush. This is only if you remember before you daven Musaf. Then you go and repeat Shachris Shmon Esrei. Avulim Lo Niskar Shezbalel Musaf. But if you only realize after you finish Musaf, Ayve, I forgot Yalav Yavo in Shachris, then Yatzav Bidyav Mashiskar Kishnisker Mitzvils Musaf. Then you're already Yotze, the Askaris Mein Amora, by mentioning it in Musaf. The Ein Sarich Lachs will spell Shachris. And therefore, you don't need to go back and daven shachris again. The shliach zibur, we would even tell him lechachila to do that, not to be matriach lezibur, that just rely on musaf. So for a yachid, we can at least say b'diavad if he already said musaf. He's not going to have to go back. That's what the Knesset Gadol says. That's what the Magen Avraham says. Aval b'shiurei bracha b'shem rash b'kasav to biyach the olam chozer v'afilu kvaris b'al musaf. He disagrees. He says even if you already daven Musaf, you go back. V'cheinis kum sefer Mark Tzir, Rabbi Yaakov Emden says the same. El dekasov, except Rabbi Yaakov Emden adds, to be kol makom mishum safek yasne de'meiru chayv mispalu b'toros nedava. You should at least make it tonight that if you're not really chayv to daven again, that this should count as a nedava. Achein im kishayim mispalu gimel rishonos adas mispalu musaf niskar shalom riyal v'yavu b'tzil shachris bevaday yeshol sheisay matzil b'shal shachris achak mispalu musaf. If you haven't yet daven musaf, but you started the shmonesrei of musaf and you're in the first three brachos, which are identical to the first three brachos of Shachris, and then you realize, as you're saying, Magen Avraham, that wait a second, I didn't say Yalav Yavo Shachris, just finish the Shmon Esrei as the Shachris Shmon Esrei with Yalav Yavo. That for sure you shouldn't do a Musaf L'Chadchila. You're not a Shliach Zibur. That for sure you shouldn't do. So to review what we learned tonight, we learned that on Rosh Chodesh, women are Ma'anos before the burial, which means to cry out. They're Metapchos, which is the clapping before the burial, but they're not Mekoninos at all, except for a Talmud Chacham. And then we said that according to the Mechaber, we say Tzidik Adin, but according to on Rosh Chodesh, but according to the Ramah, we don't say it when we don't say Tachnun, but the Taz doesn't include Tu B'Shvat, Tu B'Av, and Lag Ba'Omer in the category of days that you don't say Tachnun, because those are, not Yom Tovim that Chazal ever heard of. Meaning that Chazal, make a big deal about. They do kind of make a big deal out of Tu B'Av, but whatever. Okay. And we said in Ashkenaz, but not in Sfarad, they say Brosh Echot Sheichem Duri Karbanos, and then we said that we say Yalav Yavo in all three Tvilos, but we don't repeat on account of forgetting it at Mariv, and there's a Machlokas, if you have to redo Shachris once you've already davened Musaf and you realize that you didn't say Yalav Yavo at Shachris. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll finish up Sif Aleph, same time, same place. Have a wonderful evening.